need our lawyers to sue them as soon as possible, because we should never allow this act to happen again. And we are going to sue them in their names, those who have been involved in their capacity as individuals, not as as the police force in total. And we are going to sue one commissioner of police in the name of Awadhi Juma Haji, commissioner of police for training and operations. And also we are going to sue the deputy registrar of political parties, Sisti Nyahoza, because he was the one who instructed the police to ban our symposium in Mbeya, while the law doesn't recognize him as an individual who is responsible to issue such instructions. Because even if there was anything wrong going on, it is the responsibility of the police in that particular area, according to the Police Act. He's the one she's the one entitled to do such a thing, and not the operation commander and not the deputy registrar of the political party. So we've decided that for once we are going to hold them accountable in the courts of law.
Why not sue the entire police department? Because the individuals you are suing were acting on behalf of the police department.
The reports we have up to the moment we made that decision was that even the whole police force was not involved, was not informed until after this particular police officer decided to take action. So that's why we've decided to do that. And also, even when we were in Mbeya, after the regional police commander of Mbeya region, he was at the scene, but he was against the use of excessive force which was being used by this particular commissioner of police. So that's why we've decided we should sue him in his personal capacity, because he was not acting on behalf of the police force. And that's why an IGP, Inspector General of Police of this country, has never spoken a word to the moment. And this is another sign that the police force as a whole was not involved.
In the meantime, are all your leaders that were arrested being accounted for? Have they all been released?
All of our leaders and our supporters and our youth, total of 520 now, the police have confirmed that number, all have been released unconditionally. But some were asked to report in the police stations tomorrow, but we have decided that we are not going to report to the police station because there is nothing wrong they have done. So tomorrow, nobody is going to report.